called the meeting to order of the joint committee meeting of the Business, Finance and Justice Committee and Land Natural Resources and Culture Committee. Time now is 6 o'clock. This time, Pete, give us an invocation.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we give thanks for the day that you have provided us. Lead us and guide us as we make decisions for your nation. And we ask for wellness in our travels. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. At this time, we'll have Rebecca do a roll call, please.
Robert Huff.
Here.
Pete Beaver.
Here.
Frank Coachman.
Here.
David Hill.
Here.
Adam Jones. David Nichols.
Present.
Joyce Deere. Mitch Jack. Daryl Proctor.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Make it even. You said it even to me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Joyce Deere.
Present.
Karen, you have 8 present and 2 absent.
8 present, 2 absent, constitute a quorum. Any business conducted tonight will be official. Moving on to the order of business is TR 15-207. A proper resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation approving the settlement of the Muscogee Creek Nation's claims against the United States and the Muscogee Creek Nation versus Jewel et al. DDC filed December 20, 2006, number case number 06, case numbers 2161 TFH, and the attesting to the accuracy of trust account balances as stated in periodic statements of performance. Sponsor is Thomas Yehola, and Mark Randolph has he will be doing co-sponsoring. Anybody have a problem with that? Okay. The floor is open for discussion.
Mark, need a motion? Or?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I need a motion.
Make a motion to pass.
Second by David Hill. Okay, floor is open for discussion now.
Wow. Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is the, of course, the first of the approval processes. You know how the committees work, but. This is necessary. What we've done here, we've attached these periodic statements of performance that United States wants us, you, the National Council, to verify as accurate. And there are a couple of problems with this. And the first one is we got this from the United States government Tuesday because they're accurate through October 31st, and they didn't have them ready for us till Tuesday. I've turned a set over to the controller's office, and they're going through the 16 trust account balances. And I've also turned these 150 trust properties over to Realty. Well, there's between 150 and 200 properties listed here. I've turned those over to Realty and asked them to compare on their TAMS list and verify the accuracy of those. Unfortunately, they weren't able to do it by tonight. That's just not enough time. They promised me they can have them ready by next week, and I would like to propose, if the joint committees would consider it, just to keep this thing moving, and I can report back to you next week, no later than maybe pre-agenda or something, and let you know if there are any problems. The controller did say everything looks pretty good at this point. She's waiting for one document for the end of the month report from Warren Austin, the Office of Special Trustee in Tulsa. Until she gets that, she can't confirm it to the penny. So it looks good. We sure don't want to slow this down, because if we don't push it tonight, we'll be here in December saying the same thing. They gave us a November report on December 10th, and here it is December 13th. We just didn't have time to look at all this. So to keep it moving, I would request that the committee consider approving this pending the final approval of the periodic statements of performance. And if there are any problems, I would let the council know immediately.
Is there advice? Yes, you can get it to us by planning session?
Tuesday night? I'll sure try. The only thing is we got a holiday on Monday.
Okay.
I'll try.
Okay.
Well, okay. If I tell them you asked, they'll probably do it right.
Yeah.
They wouldn't do it for me.
What's the committee's stance on that? Do you want to wait till Saturday when before? What his suggestion is that we approve it? If the committee does approve it, and with pending information coming back from the AD's office for Saturday pre-agenda?
I could come in for pre-agenda and just confirm everything.
You want to change your motion?
Sure. I'll make a motion to pass pending...
Well, you make a new, amend your motion by saying we did make it past TR-207, but you also want to clarify that we will wait until we get confirmation from the AG's office on Saturday pre-agenda.
Pending the accuracy of the trust account balances.
So we'll wait until, well, if the committee approves tonight, the motion is to approve it tonight pending notification from the AG's office pre-agenda on Saturday.
That would be good, thank you.
Does anybody have any questions for AG's office? Anything else? Anybody? If not, roll call please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Frank Coachman.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Joyce Deere.
Yes.
Mitch Jack. Oops, he's not here. Daryl Proctor.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
David Nichols.
Yes.
We have 7 in favor, 0 against.
We have 7 in favor, 0 against. That motion has been approved.
Okay, thank you. I'll be back for the pre-agenda.
Moving down to the agenda is TR-15-208. A proper resolution of the Muskoka Creek Nation approving and authorizing the construction and operation of a motor fuel and compressed natural gas station to be located on the northeast corner of Highway 75 and 181st Street in Glenville, Oklahoma. Sponsors David Hill. Motion to be passed. Your second?
Second.
Okay. This floor is open for discussion, and I will say, Chief Bill, I will say that there was a meeting 2 weeks ago, and it was with Dave and I were there, with Chief was there, Chief 5, and we talked to Duck Creek Community. That was the reason why it was brought before us before, that Duck Creek may want to do it themselves, you know, but the fact that Duck Creek didn't really have the property they would like to own across adjacent from the Duck Creek Casino, so they were in agreement that they would pass on this particular item here, and they had no problem with the tribe going on and putting it at this location. So I wanted to make that point clear to everybody.
What was the distance?
10 miles.
Was it 10 miles? We anywhere from Duck Creek 181st, wherever that distance is. But they were okay with, you know, going ahead for the tribe to go on and put natural gas there anyway. Mr. Jennings.
Thank you. So, Duck Creek's all right with it, so how about Glenpool? You know, that's within their boundaries of their community.
Glenpool wasn't discussed at this point in time. I guess they never had it showed an interest, as far as I know, and I guess they're in the, under the proclamation, so I don't know. That was never discussed. Because the only person people had ever shown interest in doing anything was Duck Creek on their property. So
they did have minutes to reflect that they voted on it. Didn't
yeah, they sure did. Mm-hmm.
Do we have copies of that?
We can probably get it. We might know to get copies from Duck Creek Indian Community for their last meeting, which is the first Tuesday of November. So, now, David.
It is inside the city limits of Glenville, so, you know, I wouldn't be able to attend the meeting. Is there already development plans, how it's going to look? Is it going to fit in with the current growth of the Glenville in the future? You know,
now, I don't believe it's in the city limits.
It's Tulsa County.
It's Tulsa County.
It says welcome to Glenville, about 2 miles back there.
Yeah, it's so. In the city limits.
Yeah, it may be in the city limits, but being trust property, it's not part of their...
But, you know, we still want to be good neighbors.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just kind of thought maybe, you know, if they ever done this travel plaza over here, that they'd probably put it there. But
that was the intent.
Yeah. But this is good land for, you know, other things like apartments or anything in the future. You know, and I just wondered, you know.
Well, this land was purchased in 2002, I believe, and it's been sitting there for a long time. I don't think the purpose was for economic development. This is an economic development project, and it was placed in trust in 2005. So we looked at different locations, and based on the fact that Okmulgee Travel Plaza was under consideration for redevelopment, we decided that they probably weren't ready for it, or they decided they weren't ready to do it here. We wanted to go ahead and set it up, but they wanted to incorporate it within the operating system of the new development. So they declined to place it over here. And we looked at a location in Tulsa, we looked at the Muskogee Travel Plaza, and we looked at the 71st, Highway 75 and 181st location. And from all the planning that we did, and we did quite a bit of planning, we had the planning department, the engineering department, oil and gas, we looked at all those locations, and this was the most appropriate place to place it. And there, it won't take up a lot of space, and there will be other, you know, opportunities for developing on that property, because there's almost 20 acres there.
I guess in favor of what they rub, you know, with the placement of this particular natural gas station there, be so where it's going to be set, like you said, everything can be built around it, not just specifically right in the middle of it, you know, be kind of off the side, wherever it is, you know, that may be kind of important. And I guess you might want to bring up the fact that about the gas line, what we had a problem over here versus what we could, I mean, plus Duck Creek couldn't get the gas line versus what we have here, so you might want to bring that up.
Duck Creek didn't have access to natural gas on their property. The site over here doesn't have it either, because the ONG was going to run an extension over to the Okmulgee Travel Plaza, but the location at 181st Street already has natural gas across that property, so we've already made arrangements to be able to hook that up.
When you say across, is it on the same property, or do you have to go across the
highway? No, it's on the same property.
Questions? Mark, questions?
I'm just concerned about our financial stability. Are we? There's no one here.
This property, this one here, the money was set aside, appropriated for this already, I think, a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. was it, James? So it's in kind of a...
It's
sitting
on the side.
Mm-hmm.
It was already
granted
for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, you can actually do that.
And what this is also going to do, as a matter of monies being applied, we have applied for the Oklahoma tax credits for CNG, and at the present time, it's a 75% tax credit. And if we don't monetize that this year, then we'll lose that opportunity to max that tax credit.
And those credits will be utilized to offset the cost of the project too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have any questions, but I have an issue with building it there. I just, well, they did ask Duck Creek if they wanted that. They didn't say no, but I think when Mr. Representative Jennings said that it was in the Glenpool area, and are y'all willing to work with the Glenpool community if they want to do something like that? And you know, this makes the second time. I don't want to postpone it again just because we didn't talk to a community. But I'd like to get, you know, something from the Glenpool community if they're interested in it. Economic development is needed in some of these communities. All, matter of fact, all communities need some sort of boost in their economic development.
Well, I believe there would be some opportunities to, once it, you know, if we wait another month, then we're going to lose those tax credits.
Right, and that's what I'm...
But if in the future there may be opportunities to hire their people or to even do a revenue sharing with the community, it's a possibility.
Anything else? Darryl, any question?
Yes. So we're going in agreement with this company, BMS, is that what it is?
Yeah.
And how long is this agreement?
It'll be a 2-year agreement.
And after that agreement is up, what happens?
We'll take it over.
Okay.
Thank you. Pete, any questions? Joyce?
No.
David?
I'm going to ask one. Kind of in reference what Representative Nichols said, is there a chance in the future over here in the Plaza Place to put one array come off the main line?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's my phone.
I thought it was mine.
It's not so mine. Got it on.
Not mine.
You're just hearing things.
Mm-hmm. That's yours?
I don't know. Oh. It doesn't look like it.
Stopped.
Stopped.
Any other questions? I have a question, Bill. On this particular deal, are we just building a natural gas station, or are we actually looking at building a travel plaza with gas and everything else here?
I think that would be a future consideration. What we talked to One Fire about was to go ahead and put in diesel and gasoline there also.
At a later date?
No, at the same time.
Well, at the same time. Okay.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
What do you envision for your profits? I mean, what do you see for the future? I'm just trying to picture.
Well, what we see for the future is that, and I can send you a kind of a business plan that we have worked out on this, and what we see is to convert the tribal fleet services, all of our fleet vehicles. We've got about 500 in the tribe and another 500 in the health systems, and a lot of these programs drive right by that area every day, and get one over here, then they would be able to use both locations. But the benefit of this is, once the regular gas goes back up, then this natural gas is pretty stable, and it probably won't go up for many, many years, if at all. And the prices there have pretty much stabilized, so it's going to be a cost savings for the vehicles, fleet services, and also for the individuals, and it pays back more than gasoline or diesel does for, you know, at the sale, at the pump. So rather than getting 6 or 7 cents a gallon, this compressed natural gas pays about 50 cents a gallon. So it's quite a bit of difference in the income.
Thank you.
You know, I'm looking at the CNG operating grid. It's between, you know, it's between CNG, this company, the BMS, and One Fire.
Mm-hmm.
One Fire doesn't operate the land, and we've never given the land, and, you know, and this legislation doesn't authorize that One Fire to operate it for us. All it's doing is saying we can have the location at 981st. So this agreement connected here doesn't give authority for this agreement to take place.
Well, we looked at that, even planned on it, and the thing is that they're the business arm of this tribe, and it would be more appropriate for them to run the business than who's going to run the business. Commerce Department?
Well, I'm not questioning the authority to do it. I'm just saying this bill doesn't authorize to give that usage of land to One Fire to operate this area. When there's not a bill that says we're going to give them, they're not using their money. They're not using their money to operate something. They can just do what they want to with their money, at, you know, whatever this here is. Something the tribe is on, and we're funding the source with our money at this point in time. So there would have to be an agreement that would say that One Fire is going to operate it with us, and to be a separate bill. Am I correct, Lindsay, on that deal or not?
Well, I don't have a copy of the legislation, so I don't know what it does or doesn't say. But
I'm sure the legislation could be amended.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I can always
amend it. But I'm just saying, what tonight we're doing tonight, this agreement is attached, but it's not really related. I mean, it is in the SS, but it's not given authority to this agreement to take place. That's what I'm saying. Okay. I'm not opposed to it or anything.
Yeah, that's what we could amend the legislation to include that.
I make sure Lindsay had time to view before we minimize it. Does everybody on the committee agree with that, or?
We got to pass legislation, pass the agreement.
Yeah, I mean, if, the way I read, if you look at the way the bill, it just says we're changing the location, getting like the CNG at 181st and 75, and then they got the agreement attached to between CNG and the other company, BMS. Well, I'm just having the agreement as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, you probably don't need to wait on me to read this. I mean, I can read fast, but not that fast. but if it needs to be amended, I mean, we can certainly do that. That's not a problem, if that's the wish of the committee.
We can't give them one fire off, you know, hold off the authorization to sign this since they're an independent agency and doing their own thing, you know. But that's
yeah, I think they have the authority to go into agreements.
Yes, they do.
All we need to do, I think, is to authorize that location and authorize them to do the business there. I mean, in my opinion, it's up to you guys.
Yeah, in a general matter, yeah, I would agree. Yeah, One Fire has the authority to enter into contracts and investments as they, the board, sees fit.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, this bill doesn't authorize us to give them authority to do that. This bill, all this bill here would say they can open this place up at 181st Street. We're changing the location. It wasn't real over here at Trial Plaza, and we're saying, well, no. Now he said, well, we want to put the location at 181st and Highway 75. That's all. That's what this bill here says. Then they attach agreements behind it. And to me, I would think we'd have to have an agreement saying we authorize the One Fire to operate this for us.
Well, I mean, if the agreement is between them and the company just to operate a station, I mean, the company's not going to care where we put the station. They just want to know that we're going to enter into the station. And the legislation just needs to give the authority to put it on the property.
Yeah, but since One Fire's not using their money, they're using the tribe's money to do that. So I'm saying that we have to have something. If they're using their own money, it's one thing. They can do what they want in their agreements, but it's the tribe's money that's going to put this project together. And we haven't given that money to them to operate with that. I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Or we have, you know, now you have the, I think we would have to have an agreement between One Fire and say the nation saying, okay, it's our money, but you can operate it basically, you know. So.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, and I don't know, I can't answer that question. I have to read this entire.
Yeah, I'm not a lawyer, I'm just saying, basically what this is, the way to read my opinion.
What you're saying is the land would be under their name or whatever?
Well, not the land, just this here agreement, it says they're going to operate a force, okay, but I'm saying then on this piece of legislation, all this does here is says they're changing the location from over here to 181st and 75, Highway 75. It doesn't say that we're authorizing One Fire to operate this on the nation's behalf, because the money that's putting that in is the nation's money. If it was One Fire's money, they can do what they want to. You know, they have to make their investment, but this is not their investment, it's our investment, the nation's investment.
So it should be in two legislations.
Yeah. The other thing that was mentioned a while ago about in the future possibly selling diesel and gasoline, I don't think it'll ever compete with Glenville Quick Trips. I don't think you'll be able to ever compete with them up there in that area for that, because they've got the market down up there.
Yeah.
Then we'd have to do a compact too, probably, wouldn't we?
I don't know.
Well, okay, the motion is to approve this piece of legislation, but it does not give approval to One Fire to operate the thing for us. They have an agreement here, but we haven't authorized a legislation that says a bill that we authorize One Fire to operate our CNG gas station there.
Chairman, should actually be in two, right? But we should have a separate for them to operate.
That's in my assessment, that's what I think, but I'm not a lawyer, but I think that's what I'm like, I look at this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you need a completely separate bill. I mean, if I were going to amend it, I'd just add a paragraph that specifically points out that's the plan that One Fire is going to contribute and operate. I don't think you need a completely separate piece of legislation.
But that needs to be part of the bill though, amendment, part of it.
If we wanted to amend it, we can certainly do that. I think that's fine. But yeah, I wouldn't do a separate piece of legislation. I don't think that's necessary. I would just add it as another like another whereas within this piece of legislation.
I'll be in favor.
It's all good.
Is there anything, is there anybody meeting planning session, before planning session?
LNC.
No, this LNC. Is it a long discussion? You want to be on?
I think it is one.
Okay. What if we postpone until Tuesday night, have a meeting, Biff and Jay and LNC, right after HEW, LNC, then they can, they just take this and amend that and bring it back for, and, you know, like we need to see it.
Separate, or just, well, she can bring forth
what she feels that she needs, how it needs to be done, you know, so.
Yeah, because I think it can be on a separate piece of legislation. If you want me to do a separate piece of legislation, I can do that.
You guys want it separate?
I would prefer a separate.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's not a problem.
Okay. So you want to rescind your motion, David, and or, you know, we'll postpone until our meeting at, we have a, we'll do a meeting at LNC and BFJ right after LNC and HEW home before planning session.
Make a motion to rescind.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you take your motion back and a second. Till planning session. So we'll call a meeting at that time. All right, Bill. So, here, a second.
Second.
Okay. So, okay. Any discussion about that? If not, roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Frank Coachman.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Joyce Deer.
Yes.
Mitch Check. Daryl Proctor. Mark Randolph.
Yes.
David Nichols.
Yes.
Chairman, you have 7 in favor and none
against. 7 in favor to postpone until Tuesday night, before planning session, and none against. That would be Tuesday night.
Also, if you can get the minutes from that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Okay, moving on down the agenda is other business. Any other business? Okay. Announcements. BFJ meeting will be right after this here. So, hearing any announcements, can motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All here's aye.
Aye.
Okay. Meeting's over.